You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know it's easy to kind of write things off. Obviously, unfortunate what happened to JT, but we still got basketball to be played. You know, I believe in this group, so, you know, don't count us out just yet.
Holiday takes it and swings it over to Brown. Robinson meets him. Driving Brown. Cutting is Holiday.
Not settling for threes.
We didn't want to go out like that. We didn't want to make no excuses. We didn't want to come out and give up or just turn the season in like what everybody else probably would expect. So we just said to the guys, said to each other, let's come out, you know, keep an open mind. Like, just come out and play basketball, be ready to go, and guard your ass off and take it from there.
The Celtics win it by 25 and remain alive. The defending champs will go to New York and play the Knicks in Game 6.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome into WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting live from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. You heard a little montage of Jaylen Brown highlights. Well, Friday night, Madison Square Garden, Game 6. Celtics and Knicks, there is basketball left to be played. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. And Fitzy, you got your Star Wars shirt on? You got sort of a dorky Ted Johnson type shirt on?
Okay, already. It's 204 shots fired. All right, now duly noted. Hey, listen, Ted Johnson is not the only person who was allowed to wear what we call a happy shirt.
This is one of my happy shirts.
I am extremely happy. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining-ish. The Celtics are still alive. Got a great game tonight at beautiful, friendly Fenway Park, where you guys are at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. They are debuting the new City Connect jerseys, the Monsta edition as well. And yes, I just finished all 12 episodes last night of what I think is maybe the best TV show I've ever watched in the Star Wars property, Andor. So I am celebrating straight through the night, baby. The Force is with us all.
And it's funny you mentioned the City Connect jerseys, because if anybody's listening here at Fenway Park that works for the Red Sox and wants a little promotion, would like to have that jersey worn on Twitch, feel free, large, come on down, because I really like those jerseys, Fitzy. That's a nice addition.
Are you
to
already
the Fox rotation.
Are you making a swag request?
Yeah, I learned.
Have
it from
you
Christian
no
Arkans.
Shame? Have you
I
no
it from
shame?
I watched Christian work it one time when they were giving away a Dave Roberts bobblehead down here, and it got delivered to him. So. I learned it from watching him.
To the detractors, by the way, you know, initially there were people that said, I don't like this yellow and blue. This doesn't seem indicative of the colors of the Red Sox that I understand. Like, no, it's a City Connect. You're connecting to some element of the city, cultural touchstone, et cetera. And there's nothing more Boston than the colors of the Boston Marathon. And also, when you think Boston, you think Red Sox. You think Fenway. What do you think? You think that unusually muted borderline Yoda green that the Monster is. I think those jerseys are freaking awesome.
Yeah, if you had a problem with the City Connects that were the yellow version, which are now an alternate version permanently, I think you should like these better. These are tied into Fenway Park. You got the pesky pole yellow. You got the green monster green. You got the white with the numbers and the whole font. Like, it looks like what an alternate jersey or City Connect jersey would look like. I'd also say it's 2025. You know, 50 years ago, cars came in black, white, gray. Now you go to a car dealership and there's like deep pearl obsidian. And you're like, I don't even know what that is, but it looks kind of cool. So I'll take
gunmetal gray.
Right.
Yeah. So, and the color of the year, according to the Home Depot, is called Celebration Blue. I would know because my neighbor on the Cape painted their house that, and you can't miss it from 10 miles away.
We all love more flavors, more colors,
yes,
more tastes. Like, go to the ice cream shop. It used to be, that's why they have strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Well, guess what? They have a whole heck of a lot more than that.
Life
now
is more than Neapolitan, Andy. Where would we be without grasshopper, salted caramel? Come on now.
And it's appropriate that the Red Sox will be wearing green tonight because we're all thinking about green. The Boston Celtics down at MSG.
Segue.
Love it. Color-based segue. I learned it from Sesame Street. The color of the day is indeed green here on WEI.
And you also have your black underneath. So you're keeping with your promise, number one. You're wearing your Jaylen Brown jersey. And now you have a black Superman shirt on underneath, which everyone can see as Andy gives not a thump, but rather a tap to his chest. He's learning to slow roll. You can't be thumping in the 2 o'clock hour. You got to slow roll it.
The Superman, there's two thoughts behind, as I do indeed live up to my word, as I always do, and wear the third straight day of the Jaylen Brown jersey here. I'll wear it till they lose, and that ain't happening tonight. I'm just telling you that right off the bat. But I also wanted to adjust the color of the undershirt because I want people to know I am changing the sweaty part that's under the jersey. Also, little homage to the guy who met the Celtics when they arrived in New York. Did you see that, Fitzy? They were met by a certain person who's been doing Superman trailer ads during the NBA playoffs.
One David Corin sweat?
Nope. And we're not going to get into whether that movie looks like it's going to be terrible or not, because it does, but I hope it isn't.
I don't know if I'm excited about it, honestly, but that's for a different show. Yeah, I saw the whole Tatum thing, and Andy, did you Tatum waiting for the teammates at the hotel when the team arrived Thursday in advance of Game 6, saw that whole thing from Forsberg as well. I heard the boys on middays bouncing this around. I just want to toss it right out there right now to chew on because it could be a moment, man. Do you think Tatum gets wheeled into MSG tonight?
I'm going to say no because I don't think you want to see him. I actually said this to Dan Ball off air, who's joining me down here at Fenway Park, is that can go two ways. Tatum meets him. That's great. The energy, how you doing? Oh, he's our guy kind of thing. It's also a reminder that your best player is in a wheelchair and in a, you know, crutches, had surgery. It's all, that can play one or two ways. Hopefully they take it the right way. But I also think for him, I don't know that you want him around lots of people and not having it properly elevated or iced or whatever should be going on. Yes, Dan Ball.
I would agree that we don't see him tonight. However, we'll knock on every piece of wood we have in this studio. If you do get to a game seven and you're back in Boston, I think the roof would come off the TD Garden if you showed him in some capacity.
Yeah, and I think you could do it in a more controlled environment at
home.
Have
Paul Pierce push him around the court while as he waves the flag, Andy.
Nailed it.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Oh, my God. The pop that would get would be insane.
And right there, you might as well, and we are looking ahead to Game 7, but right there, you might as well just send the Knicks home. If that happens at TD Garden, the greatest arena in Boston, at the very least, that would squash Jalen Brunson. And first of all, Cat looks like a broken man anyway. Never mind if he were in that type of an environment. But Fitzy, it's a Friday. It's Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a throwback to the old Knights weekend, six rings and all that. We always start with the who won the week question. And I'm going to kick things off. You got a little teaser for my answer based on the lead-in of audio of Jaylen Brown talking and Jaylen Brown highlights. My guy JB, number 7 in your program, number 1 in Hart's heart, he had a hell of a week. He had, I don't think it's exaggerative to say, a potentially career-redefining moment this week where
That is not hyperbolic in any stretch.
Right. We were hearing, what happened last time against the Heat when Tatum rolled his ankle? He gagged. He spit the bit. He wasn't ready. Well, he was ready this time. And as Ted Johnson, a noted, I don't want to say hater, but JB questioner, he questions JB, and he said he just went out and had his best basketball game that he's ever played as a Boston Celtic. And It's in the conversation. It was phenomenal. He went out there and led. He played defense. You watch all those highlights of him bouncing around, getting in front of Jalen Brunson, frustrating Jalen Brunson, maybe doing things that are a little bit beyond good sportsmanship, certainly at the youth level. Watch where your knee and hand goes. In,
all's fair and love, war in game five, baby.
That's right. It's playoff basketball. What do you want? So I thought Jaylen Brown carried the torch for the Celtics in every way possible. 12 assists, one of the great games you'll ever see in postseason history from a Celtics player, especially considering the circumstances he was thrown into. So my guy, probably not a surprise to anyone who listens to this show and the opportunity this week, JB, Jaylen Brown, won the week.
Yeah, he did. And save for being directly linked, and heaven forbid, may the gods not hear a single word, and if they do, smite me for saying this, but save for having a catastrophic game six, his reputation, I won't say legacy, but the way people in Boston think about their other max contract basketball superstar has been changed and reframed appropriately this week. And I hope it continues straight through tonight and all the way toward Monday at the Garden. But of course, it's still one game at a time. I'm going to switch
sports. That's a
great
point. That could have been like a $300 million type game where people could choose to throw his contract in his face or say, whew, worth every penny, every
money
dime.
That's why well he spent.
Because that's what, remember we played the clip last week or earlier this week. Jason Williams was like, this is why you got the bag. This is why you got the $300 million. People would have been throwing that in his face had he fallen on his face or turned the ball over 12 times off his feet and knees and left hand. So good point. That was a $300 million performance the other night.
Yeah, and I full well expect another $300 million performance and then some from him tonight. It's more a matter of how do the Knicks respond? How do the Knicks try to take away his effectiveness on both ends of the court? Does he get double-teamed tonight? And if so, if he gets double-teamed, can he, A, effectively pass out of those double-teams? And, B, who's going to step up then? Who's it going to be? Will it be Derek White? Can Derek White possibly top his Game 5 performance? The sneakiest 34 points
Luke.
Someone has ever put up in a Game 5. Could it be Pritchard? Maybe Big Drew Holiday? Andy, it's not hyperbolic also to say this is a potentially a franchise-defining night. This could be it. It could be farewell Celtics as we know them. You could have one, two, three, four of the members of this team either playing on another team, taking time off. God knows.
Yep.
Like they could be elsewhere. This is a potential swan song for this version of the Celtics that we've come to know and love so much that won a championship last year and still has greatness deep within them. All right, so I'll cross sports for my winner of the week. It's going to be Patriots related. No, it's not going to be Mike Vrabel. If anything, maybe now that people are saying with the NFL schedule release that Mike Vrabel, whoa, hey, your team could 8, 9, 10, 11, hey, call up Taylor Kyles, our friend at CLNS. He says they could win up to 13 games this year. Expectations are inflated to some outrageously, to some appropriately, for Drake May, Mike Vrabel, and the New England Patriots. No. The winner of the week to me is Robert Kraft. You want to know why? The Patriots are part of the conversation again. The money that he spent on Mike Vrabel, the money that he allowed Mike Vrabel, Elliot Wolf, Ryan Cowden, and a lot of other sports agents to spend this spring, bringing in Milton Williams, Robert Spillane, Harold Landry Jr., Carlton Davis. This along with an excellent draft, or at least a draft that looks good on paper preemptively, has re-entered the Patriots into the conversation. They're favorites in 11 out of 17 games. They actually have, get this, folks, 3 primetime appearances and could get flexed into more if the schedule works out and the team lives up to the hype and hyperbole of spring 2025. They're favorites in 11 out of 17, 3 primetime games. It could possibly be more, and people are actually talking about the Patriots. Schefter, Trevor Sikkema, watch out, guys. Andy's favorite, Mina Kimes. They're all saying, watch out, the Patriots are going to be part of the conversation in December. They're going to win more games than expected. And you know who loves to be a part of the conversation for all the right reasons. After a half decade of being part of the conversation for the wrong reasons, you're goddamn right, because we're all Patriots. Robert Kraft, you, sir, are winner of the week.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice.
So, you know, there was part of me that was wondering how you were going to sell that, and I think you did a great job on that, Fitzy. When I think about now the totality of the offseason, and it's just an offseason. It's just the months of March, April, and May. But we had Vrabel say, yeah, we won March after free agency. Mm-hmm. And then we had pretty much everybody say they won April when the draft was done. And then I would liken it to that. The schedule comes out and everybody's like, they won schedule night. They're going to win. Adam Schefter, they're going to win a lot more games than people think. Virtually everyone. Because we knew they had the third weakest strength of schedule and all that. But people like Ted looked at the way the schedule unfolds and go, not only do they have easy games at home, there's not a lot of weird idiosyncrasies to the schedule that could throw a young team or a new team that's coming together with a new coach and a young quarterback. It is a very stable schedule, I guess I'll say. So, and you're 100% right. They're heading to, I think next week, they go to Minnesota maybe for the next round of owners meetings. Mm-hmm. And I think your Robert Kraft is going to have a little bit of the, you know, the Vince McMahon swagger as he goes down there, walking down to the meetings with Jonathan. And you're right, he hasn't had that opportunity in a while. There's been little snippets of hope or whatever you want to call it, but they won free agency. They won the draft. Everybody thinks they're going to go over on their win total. This is probably as good as Robert Kraft has felt about his football team, the stature, the logo, the brand. I mean, literally the only crappy thing that's happened to them was the schedule release video. They probably should just, you know, recall that and, you know, delete that if they have that ability on Twitter and social media. Because otherwise, it's been a home run since the day they hired Mike Vrabel. Everything has been good for them, and he is the one that reaps sort of the reputation benefits of that. So that's a good call there. I wouldn't have thought of that one, but it actually makes quite a bit of sense.
Yeah, Christian Barmore meets the press. I'm feeling healthy again.
Healthy.
After they invested $92 million in me, now I'm feeling good again as well. Milton Williams outperforming expectations at the May rookie minicamps and get-togethers for the first-year coach. Everything so far has trended positively and in the right direction for the Patriots. Now, I'm not waiting for another shoe to drop or something bad to happen. Rather, I'm just relishing moment by moment, day by day, week by week, every last little bit of something positive for the Patriots. Again, after we swam in those shark-filled waters of, oh boy, the Patriots are a pallid impersonation of what they used to be for the last 5 years.
Now, to take it a step further, let's look forward for our two candidates for who won the week. Jaylen Brown, because of his Game 5 performance, stepping up in the wake of the Jason Tatum injury. And your Robert Kraft, the Patriots are sort of back in the conversation atop the NFL notable world. Who's more likely to live up to the way we feel about him longer term right now? And what I mean by that is JB that we saw the other night, because JB is going to continue to get this opportunity. Even if they lose tonight, JB is the centerpiece. I mean, barring a crazy, shocking trade, is the centerpiece of the Boston Celtics next year. So he has 82-game schedule, some playoff games, you know, 85, 90, 100 games total in the next year to prove that he is that guy, that he is what he always kind of alluded to being. And you know my questions. Robert Kraft is riding high right now. He's sitting in his luxury box on that riser seat, looking down upon the field, feeling good about everything. Does that last? Which one is more sustainable, the feeling of JB or the feeling of Robert Kraft?
Oh, man, nobody likes when I Ordway it and remind you that two things can be true at once.
Oh,
but
come on.
No, the Patriots. I think the Patriots right now, because Jaylen Brown is going to have some off nights. Jaylen Brown has showed us before, previously, that, you know, he can falter. Sometimes he can have a turnover-filled evening. Sometimes he just doesn't. He's not as aggressive as he was the other night. Some nights he just doesn't have a hot shooting hand. So I don't think it's fair to expect between 26 and 36 points with 8 to 10 rebounds and 12 assists a night. Like, let's temper our expectations for Jaylen Brown enough, but let's also elevate expectations for everyone else on the team, that his surrounding cast and teammates, if you will, like Peyton Pritchard, who, when asked by Jay King 2 hours ago, said in a tweet I just happened to catch while you were asking that question, Andy, Peyton Pritchard on the Celtics mood, quote, ready to go to war tonight. They're not leaving. Nothing's going to be left in that locker room. There will not be any emotional equity or basketball energy that isn't spent in a positive capacity by these Celtics tonight. They are going to, in my best and worst Stephen A. Smith, they are going to leave it all on the floor tonight, Mr. Hart. Don't you make no mistake. The Celtics will leave it all on the floor tonight at Madison Square Garden, which also happens to be round.
617-779-7937. Join the conversation. What do you think of our winners of the week? Is it JB? Is it Robert Kraft? Is it sustainable for both of those guys who had a very good week? We are at Fenway Park, where tonight you will see Chris Sale and Garrett Crochet, a matchup of lefty aces, Cy Young winner versus Cy Young wanna winner kind of guy. Should be a fun game, but also Madison Square Garden, Game 6, Celtics-Knicks. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Bosch. The Celtics play Game 6 of their series against the Knicks tonight at 8 p.m. at Madison Square Garden. Boston trails in the series 3-2. Jason Tatum is the only seized player on the injury report as of this afternoon. From last night, the Nuggets beat the Thunder 119-107 in Game 6 to force a Game 7 on Sunday afternoon. The Red Sox open up a 10-game, 10-day homestand tonight at Fenway Park when they host the Atlanta Braves. First pitch is at 7:10. It's Garrett Crochet against old friend Chris Sale on the mound, and tonight, the Red Sox become the first team ever to face the reigning Cy Young Award winners in both leagues in back-to-back games. And you can listen to that game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call this evening. One Stanley Cup playoff game tonight as well. Maple Leafs are at the Panthers for a Game 6. Florida leads 3-2. And from last night, Carolina eliminated Washington in 5 games, and the Jets blank the Stars to extend the series to a Game 6 on Saturday night. The New England Revolution host the San Jose Earthquakes tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. And football news, the Jets are releasing longtime kicker Greg Zuerlein, and in the 107th playing of the PGA Championship, Venezuela's Jonathan Vegas is your second-round leader at 10 under par, 4 shots clear of the field. With the Bosch 18-volt Glide miter saw, you'll feel like the smoothest cat on this side of Smoothsville. Meow. And when you make cuts this smooth, the more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up live from Fenway Park right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
But you know who stood on business? The big fella in the middle. Not Kristaps Porzingis, but Luke Kornet. 7 blocks. outplaying Carl Anthony Towns, anchoring that defense. I thought I was watching Victor Wembanyama yesterday, the way he was anchoring that defense. Getting out, listen, on the perimeter blocking shots, yep. Covering space. I'm like, oh, this big fella is feeling it.
Back here at Fenway Park, WEEI Afternoons. That was Kendrick Perkins talking about Luke Kornet's big game, which included 7 blocks. And if I look in my Dan Ball provided stats in my rundown.
Your crystal ball?
Yeah, my pistol ball. Or crystal ball. I don't know why it would be a pistol ball. That's weird. Perk knows a little something about blocks in a playoff game. So, Fitzy, Robert Williams has the Celtics record for blocks in a playoff game with 9. There are 3 guys now who have had 7 blocks in a playoff game. You may have heard of these guys, Robert Parrish, Kendrick Perkins, and 1, Luke Kornet. How about that? How about Luke Kornet?
Same resumes, basically.
Pretty much, same guy.
More or less.
Luke Kornet is writing his resume as we speak, and that's where I want to start off here as we look at Game 6, Celtics, Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Do we believe that Luke Kornet can be as impactful or even close to as impactful tonight? And I would ask you simply, Fitzy, would you start Luke Kornet? Does he slide into that Porzingis spot? Quick side note, Porzingis not on the injury report, but I think we all think he's toast and not of any value to this basketball team, even though he's not on the injury report. Would you start Luke Kornet, and is it fair to expect him to be a positive impact in this game?
I would not start Luke Kornet. I know Terp told us yesterday, an excellent job last night by Mego and Terp filling in for Arcand on WEEI Nights. Terp said he would. I think it would be you'd be better served starting Peyton Pritchard and trying to play up some tempo, and then when the Knicks maybe make a move, in comes the big man, and they're going to get all the tremors of like, no, last time we saw him, he was alley-oop reverse dunking on us. He was swatting away every shot. No, not the giant that used to wear our jersey. No! So I'd go Pritchard first. Now, can he do what he did? Can he replicate his incredible Game 5 performance? Let me put it this way. I've been one to try to give out scores, stats, predictions. If Luke Kornet can give you 75 to 80% in Game 6 of what he gave you in Game 5, let's say, again, 8 points. Let's say 4 to 5 blocks, 8 rebounds. Celtics are in this, and they should win this. If he's a complete non-factor like he has been sometimes in games, that's going to stress the Celtics. Although I will add this, Andy. What will you make of this? Now, I know Porzingis is not on the injury report. Let's take that as a positive sign. He's not probable. Like, he's good. One, there's a chance he could start out of the...
He couldn't breathe a day ago, but he's perfectly healthy.
He could barely
get
up and down the court. And, like, you know, Mazzulla said in an emergency, he'd be a full go, which still sounds kind of weird. But not only is he not on the injury report, there were photos of him at the morning shoot-around, like, looking good. Like, all smiles, looking healthy, happy, like... Are we going to get something resembling the real zinger back? Could one of those callers, could one of our Thursday 617 medical call-in doctors be right and maybe the virus just magically disappeared?
Next, you're going to tell me there were tweets of photos of him running uphill backwards with Mohamed Sanu and the Footwork King. Is that what's next on this little...
Sure. Well, that's for hour number 3.
Luke Kornet, though, you said, can he give you a percentage of what he gave you the other night? I just want to look at his career history. So you said you wouldn't start him. I wouldn't start him either because he doesn't feel like a starter. You know how many games he started this year for the Boston Celtics in the regular season?
Kornet games. I don't know. You're the guy who guessed 960 yesterday during the quiz with Stiz. So I'm going to try to live up to your random number guessing reputation. I'm going to go with 13.
See, I would have guessed 16, and I'm a lucky guesser. The answer is 16 starts, because I'm looking at it on his basketball reference page. So he started more games than my memory would indicate. Like, I don't view him as a guy that starts a lot of games for the Celtics, but, you know, he's capable of starting. He proved that during the year. He had 7 blocks the other night, second most in Celtics history in a playoff game. You know how many he's averaged over the course of his career per game?
How many blocks he's averaged per game over the course of...
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 2.7.
0.8 per game in his career. So that was quite a performance the other night. So expecting him to do that again is not exactly fair. And I don't think they're going to. I don't think anybody would say, Luke, we need that performance again. I need you, you know, closing out and blocking out guys out on the perimeter. I need you. You know, we need what you've been. You know, you can be a force physically. You can run the pick and roll. You can be a lob guy. But I would start Pritchard. You know, I said it yesterday. I would start Pritchard and kind of try to get off to a hot start, tempo them, bring the energy. So if you got Jaylen Brown giving Jalen Brunson fits and you got Pritchard bringing the ball up at a tempo pace, I would try to run the Knicks right out the building. I would try to force them into one of those momentum timeouts early where it's like, oh my God, Celtics up 12-2 after 47 seconds.
Pritchard
or something
hit two
like
three-pointers. Yeah. Like, oh, they're on fire. See, that's why I'm thinking they may try to set the tempo because, you know, the Garden will be rocking. All the celebrities will go through all the Tina Fey's and the Ben Stillers and the Chalamets and the whatnots. And then they're all going to try to will the Knicks to victory. As you and Ted pointed out yesterday, the Celtics have played in a couple too many, several few harsh environments with anti-Celtics energy in years past. So they're big boys. They can handle that stuff. If they go out and set the tempo early, watch out. Watch out.
617-779-7937. Let's work in the listeners. Let's get your opinion. Celtics Knicks at the Garden in New York tonight. Let's go to Armin in Florida. He has a thought on Luke Kornet. What's up, Armin?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up? Hey.
I had a quick, you guys asked, the main question you asked is going to be impactful, whether he's close to a triple-double, which I think is obviously probably not going to happen. But regardless, you know, after games one, two, three, and four, Knicks, he wasn't on their radar. Suddenly after game five, he's on their radar. They have to alter their game somehow. That automatically is already impactful. So whether he, you know, has a triple-double or not, he's already made an impact.
All right, thanks for the call, Armin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he certainly has put himself on. Now, the one problem is, I think as he's putting himself on the radar screen for the Knicks, Porzingis is kind of working his way off the radar screen for the Knicks. You have to, if I'm the Knicks, I have really no fear of.
Have you done any homework on him? Have you done a minimal, nothing, anything more than minimal game planning?
Right, like I'm actually assuming he may not even play. I'm just more, I maybe start doing more homework on another big, whether that's Kata or, you know, and the starting lineup. I'm thinking about, do they go with Pritchard or could they go with Hauser in the starting lineup? Like, I am not spending a lot of mental game planning, pregame energy on Porzingis, even if Kornet has entered the conversation in a way that you may not have expected. The other thing I wanted to note from Dan Ball's crystal ball stats is the performance of one Jaylen Brown, whose jersey I continue to wear. It's relatively clean. 26 points, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds. You know the name of the people who have had a game like that in Celtics playoff history? You might have heard of them, Fitzy. One rhymes with Larry Bird. Yep, four times.
Your rhyming still needs some work, man.
Yeah, Bird, I was at Dan. Dan, I'm not wrong. Like the way you play the rhymes with game is you don't actually say the name.
That's the way I knew the rules, but Andy's rules are usually different.
Okay, anyways. Rhymes with Gary Turd.
Ah, there you go.
Four perfect. Times he did it.
Gary Turd. Nailed
the
it.
The next one's impossible because I don't believe there's a word in the English language that rhymes with it. So John Havlicek. I don't know if you guys all want to offer up a rhyming word for Havlicek.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, you would do Ron Smavlicek.
Oh, perfect. Nailed it. Then Rajon Rondo. And
Rajon Hondo.
Jaylen Brown.
Malin Frown?
Yeah, perfect. So two historic performances that I think most people believe were part of the three-way foundation for that victory. Derek White, I think every bit is possible that he can go out there and get you 25-plus points, hit a bunch of threes, maybe set a tone early, be hot like he was. But I think people are wondering about those two performances. And I think most people would say the Kornet one is just flat out not going to happen. He's not going to have a game like that. He's not going to have 7 blocks. He's not going to be doing reverse dunks off lobs late in the game. The Jaylen Brown one, to me, is the one that's legitimately debatable, Dan Ball.
Well, the fascinating part that comes out of those numbers, he was almost exactly on his number that we read before the game that he usually averages when Jason Tatum isn't in. He averages 27.1 points. He was at 26. So that feels repeatable. The one question is, does he continue to distribute at the elite level that he did last game? Because that was the real number that jumped off the page compared to what you normally expect.
And biggest number of game five, Andy.
But see, I don't. It, like, that was a remarkable number. As the biggest honk, play the horn as much as you want for Jaylen Brown, I would not have predicted that he was going to have 12 assists. I would not have predicted that. In fact, I think I predicted something like 35 points. So let me, like,
Can't you just flip the script on that? Does he have to have 12 assists? Does he have to be quite the facilitator? Isn't it possible that we see the assists come down to a more realistic? Fitzy, you set the number at 6.5, right? Wasn't that the number heading into game 5? So let's just say he hits that 6.5, 7 assists. I know you can't get a half an assist. So
let's go over 7.5 tonight. Let's bump it up one.
So let's just say he's in that range. He has 6, 7, 8 assists, somewhere in there. But maybe he scores 10 more points. Like, he didn't have a crazy scoring performance. And again, it could come within the flow of the game. I can think of a number of shots he passed up that just as easily could have been, oh, I'm just going to drain this open shot. So if he brings the assist down, say 4, that's 4 possessions, but hits 4 more shots, maybe one of them is a 3, I think you balance it out. You go, that's still probably good enough for him to be the best player on the Celtics and lead you to victory.
I would say that's a pretty safe assessment. Let's quickly look around the entire lineup though. Like, you know what you want or expect out of, or excuse me, you know what you want slash are hoping for from Jaylen Brown. Derek White, give me an Andy Hart on the fly statistical projection. How many points does he need to score tonight?
I think he needs to be in the low 20s, 23 points, something like that. Probably needs to hit 5 threes somewhere.
I'm going to set it at over 21.5 for you.
Give me the over. Yeah, give me the over, but nothing crazy. I don't think he's going to have another 34-point performance. I don't rule it out because we've seen enough of his 30-point performances where it's not. 7 blocks for Cornett is way more aberrational than 30 points from Derek White. So I don't rule that out, but I would say probably in the low to mid-20s, but I'll take the over on the number you set.
All right. How about Peyton Pritchard? I'm going to set the over-under points, 15.5.
Oh, I'll take the over. He had 17 in game 5. I think he'll probably be in the 20-point range because I think they're going to realize Porzingis is not a factor. They're playing differently, and I think either Pritchard or another guy you may be planning to put in this little game here, Hauser, are going to be above what we're expecting of them. So I will say you are going to get 20 points from Peyton Pritchard. So that's 20-plus from Pritchard, 20-plus from our guy Derek White, and certainly 20-plus from Jaylen Brown.
Are you planning on taking an under anytime soon? Or you just
Dan Ball, ready. I got the ultimate one right here.
Okay.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Under
over, 0.
Over, under, 6.5.
Under. He's actually going to be -2. He's going to accidentally shoot in the basket for the Knicks. And Missoula's like, get out. Not get up, just get out. You're useless.
Roll own goal.
Flashback. Yes, I think that's a possibility.
Okay, he's, really?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to take the over.
No, not that, but yeah.
I'm taking the over on Porzingis.
No, yep. I'm not sure he gets 7 minutes, never mind 7 points. I wouldn't count on him for anything. But
what would be more demoralizing for the Knickerbockers if they think now that he's going to be a non-factor and he comes in and drills 2 threes?
That would be demoralizing, but I don't know that it's realistic now. I mean, the guy couldn't breathe. His coach said he couldn't breathe and he benched his ass. And he's not on the injury report. Of course, I learned over 20 years, injury reports aren't worth the paper they're reported on because people like Bill Belichick and others just make up information and put it out there and we pretend it matters.
Why is Belichick catching strays during our Celtics discussion?
He formed a lot of my opinions on how sports are managed to some degree. So 617-779-7937. We are talking Celtics and Knicks, Madison Square Garden. But we are at Fenway Park. We're going to work in a little Red Sox crochet, Sale, and the new City Connects. I bet you if Ted Johnson wanted a new City Connect jersey, they'd bring one down here to the studio. So, yeah, Red Sox peeps, if you're listening, Ted Johnson wants one, but he's only a size large. Bring it down now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thanks.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Spike Lee is in the building. We already asked this crew, so now we're going to ask you, what's going to happen tonight?
A W. We're going to win. A hook or crook. We got to do what we got to do, and I don't want to go back to Boston game 7.
It was Spike Lee this morning.
Oh. You know what?
Fitzy,
I have some respect to Boston.
I have some respect for Spike Lee. He is at like every game, and they've been a bad basketball team for a long time. They've never like you can't call him a fair weather fan or like
no, that's the definition of Superman.
Absolutely, he is always there, and now maybe he's about to get the fruits of his labor. But he's right. I think this is a must-win game for both teams. It's a must-win game, obviously, for the Boston Celtics because your season's over and the team might be broken up to some degree if you lose this game.
You got a favorite Spike Lee movie, by the way?
I can't really think of one.
He Got Game with Ray Allen, Andy?
It's fine.
Do the Right Thing.
Love it. I mean, I loved him in the commercials with Michael.
Oh, the Mars, but it's got to be the shoes.
Yeah, it's got to be the shoes. I thought that might have been the best, but no, you know, nothing. Although I have seen more of his movies than M. Night Shyamalan or whoever the guy is that sits in the front row with his sunglasses on.
That's M. Night Chalamet?
Yeah,
you're confusing a director and an actor. Check out 25th Hour when you get a chance. Phenomenal movie.
One of my favorites.
One of my all-time favorites. Same here, Stiz.
But Spike brings up the not wanting to come back to Boston, must-win opportunity. You know, Knicks fans are going to be, I think, rabid early in that game. We'll see how the game plays out. But so I use that sort of as a leaping-off point for the poll today. At Jumbo Hart on Twitter or at WEEI Afternoons. Quick aside, I paid for Twitter. I bought the check mark. Don't they
good
tell
you
that's supposed to be good for you? You're supposed to do something. People will read your
it
tweets
helps.
More.
It does, actually.
I've noticed nothing. Nothing. All I've noticed is they took $11 from me or whatever the hell it was. That's all I've noticed so far. So
it's
we'll
a professional
see how it plays
write-off.
Out.
You can get it back in the end of the year.
Yeah, oh, I got it back from the tax man this year. Anyway, what are you expecting to happen tonight in Game 6 at MSG between the Celtics and Knicks? The four options
like
I put
one.
Forth.
Okay.
Celtics win easy. Celtics win a close one. Knicks win easy. Knicks win a close one. Nick Fitzy Stevens, I know you like to guess. What do you think the public is voting right now?
Celtics win a close one, 39%.
You're low. Celtics win a close one. 48% of respondents believe
wow.
the Celtics are going to win a close one tonight. What do you think is second? You won't like it.
Knicks win a close one.
Knicks win a close one. Yep, 27%. Then you have basically neck and neck. Celtics easy win, 13%. And 12% actually believe a Knicks easy win. That would stun me. I do not think the Celtics will fall in their face.
No.
I think I'm a homer, but I think I would also vote for the Celtics win easy. I think they are absolutely coming back to Boston for a game 7. I think
that would legitimately that would stun me, Andy. I apologize for stepping on your verbal toes, but that would legitimately stun me, and I think it would stun a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think the Celtics are the better team. You know, I know Ted Johnson and I have talked about this throughout the week. the Celtics are still a really good basketball team with Jaylen Brown as your one and Derek White as your two and the depth of this team coming forward. And, you know, we just talked about it. There's still room for a Hauser game or a Horford game or one of these other – or a Peyton Pritchard. He had a relatively quiet first game at 17 points. He could pop off for 27 and be the centerpiece of an exciting offense. So, no, I think the Celtics are the, and I think the Knicks know that there is just growing pressure on them. Like, wait a minute, we were up 3-1. They lost their best player, and we went out and got absolutely smoked. And, oh, by the way, the only reason we're up 3-1 is because they gagged away a couple 20-point leads and couldn't shoot themselves out of a boat. I think the Knicks are in their own head. I think there's a chance this could get ugly at Madison Square Garden tonight. I think there's a chance the Celtics could, once again, like the other night, win
you
by
25. Warn me before you 25. Start giving out takes like this. I don't have anything to drink. I don't have any cigarettes in the room. I need like a comfy smoking jacket and a parlor chair.
I know I can be roundly considered as negative by many, including after yesterday's debacle of a show. Debating the Patriots' record.
But that wasn't the first time yesterday.
No, it isn't. But I want people to really, truly understand these opinions, no matter how stupid they may seem, are honest and they're my own. They are not calculated. They are not scripted. I just go off the cuff and tell you what I think. And I think the Celtics, Fitzy, are going to go out there tonight, and I think they're going to wipe that epic court with the Knicks. I think this is going to be a fun one. I think
stomping on their logo though, boys. Behave. No mocking Sean Merriman with the lights out dance, whatever.
I would say stomp away. You're not going back there. You're going back to Boston for game 7.
Now you're
seven.
Playing the you Rich Keefe side of the street, Andy.
Stomp away, be cocky, swagger around, punch cat in the belly, whatever. He's soft.
What the hell?
Just take it to him. You're the better team. You're the tougher team. You care more. You have more energy and effort and everything led by Jaylen Brown. I'm all in on the Celtics tonight. Let's go back to the phone lines. Squeeze in a call or two here. Brian and Bill Ricca, what are your thoughts on Celtics and Knicks tonight in New York?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Wanted to talk a little game plan tonight. It looks when Tatum went out and they started playing a little bit of bully ball and getting it down low a little more, the Knicks really couldn't hang just like they couldn't with the 25-point leads, and we weren't shooting ourselves out of losing a 20-point lead. So I just want to hear what you guys have to think about, you know, keeping the ball down low and giving it to the big guys a little bit.
Thanks, Brian. I agree. This team is less likely, even though Stiz was scared. Little insight into the WEEI Afternoons group chat. There was a period of time in the game the other night where Stiz is like, here we go again. Why are we shooting up? I think it was Derek White missed two threes. And it was the three.
Yep, it was, Andy. It was the three. The big rebound. Drew Holiday got it, gave it right back to Derek White, and he heat checked the 30-pointer.
And both of you guys were just completely confident? I'm always confident.
I wanted them to slow down on the heat checks, but then by the time that you, then when you texted like, hold me, Ted, I was like, easy, Stiz, come on, it's going to be okay.
I was just happy I didn't get any of the Ted Johnson emojis describing Jaylen Brown from the previous game. I won't say what it was, but it wasn't very nice, and it's on my cell phone for perpetuity. But no, I think this team, Brian's right, this team is less likely to shoot its way out of a lead, is I think how he termed it. I think they're more likely with JB on the floor in a leadership position, or even Peyton Pritchard on the floor in a leadership position to push the ball a little bit, to get inside. I'll go back to that one play. You know, JB's up in three-point arc, and boom, he throws the bullet to Holiday, and Holiday just lays it in. I think you're going to see more of those tonight, and I think this team is built more to keep doing that. So we'll keep taking your Celtics phone calls. We will talk a little Red Sox because it's going to get lost in this fun playoff atmosphere night in Boston for the Celtics, but there is a great pitching matchup here at Fenway Park tonight. Chris Sale, Garrett Crochet, a couple lefty aces. But up next, Ted Johnson joins us, and that means one thing and one thing only at 3 o'clock. It's three-point stance time, which will include Andy Hart with something very positive and optimistic about the New England Patriots. That's next on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.